Jimmy disappointed in the fact that we couldn't score. You know, we tried to find the answers. They basically passed the bus and wait for us and allowed us to have the ball, and at times we played too slow and just couldn't find the answers, and when we did get our opportunities, we didn't take it. I mean, everybody saw the game.
Ian Hume, what was the problem?
Hamstring.
Did you want your team to play with more tempo than the other?
Well, I didn't want them to rush the game, and they, it was clear that they were playing for one chance, either one free kick, one set play, or one breakaway opportunity. So I didn't want the team to rush things, you know, play the game, keep the ball, try to open them up and see what happens. And, you know, we created one or two opportunities. We had two very good opportunities in the opening minutes of the game on the back post. But we didn't score. We just couldn't finish the chances we did have. And in a game like that, you're not going to get many. I don't care who you're playing against. A team plays, you know, five at the back, four in front of them. It's very, very hard to break down.
Do you think that the players gave your opponent too much respect?
No, I think what we didn't do is play differently in the last 10 minutes. And we said to the players, if what we're doing is not working in the last 10 minutes, let's push numbers into the penalty box and rain some crosses in and batter away at them. And we just didn't do it. And that's how it is. You're powerless on the sideline because we were screaming for them to push on top of them and get the crosses in. Try something different. And we didn't do it. You know?
Why didn't they do it?
Well, you know, it's difficult to say. They look up, they see numbers in front of them. The players, once the game's in their hands, and they think they could break them down by probably, you know, little combinations and going through centrally, and by the time it was time to sort of just free it up, get it wide. I mean, the only person that got some good crosses into the box was Ante Jelic, and he got himself into good position. He hit some good crosses, and I thought when we started doing that, they were in trouble. But the goalkeeper was never really tested, and that's where we should have tested him.
Frustrated, the fans were waiting for something to happen, Stephen. They were craving for something, and they left us with a bad taste in their mouth. What do you want to say to the Canadian fans?
I'd say we got a point, and more than likely we'll go to the next round. I'm sorry that we did not win the game, and if you have to apologize for that, yeah, but the objective is to qualify for the World Cup, and if we had thrown ourselves reckless into that game, we'd have lost. I'll tell you that right now.
Do you take any positives from this performance? You've obviously spoken to the players. It clearly wasn't the performance that you and the fans were looking for tonight. Any positives you take from this?
Well, I mean, I don't know what the ball possession was. I mean, it was huge on our side. And, you know, it's like this. Canadian teams are not accustomed to teams, you know, sitting on top of the penalty box and waiting for them to come. We don't get the opportunity to play like that, right? So once a team plays like that, you are forced to try and break them down with accurate passing, which is very difficult, and or, you know, some sort of penetration through dribbling, and of course getting crosses in. So I think, you know, after my words with the players after the game, I think it was a huge lesson to understand that if what you're doing, sorry for repeating myself, but if what you've been doing is not working, you have to switch up to something else. right? You have to switch up to something else. And I thought if it's one thing to say that we learned today, it's that. It's necessary to have a sort of a plan B, especially with 10 minutes left in the game when they were fairly tired.
Do you know anything about Thinkers?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. We know about them, and they're very athletic. Some two very good wide players left and right, and a big old-fashioned centre forward that's going to batter away. You know.
Team, is this all relying to experiencing these different kinds of games in the early round, from blowouts to games like this? Is there any advantage in this sense?
Yeah, there's a mental factor that goes with that. Eh? You come off a game like the game in St. Lucia, you come into this game and you have a completely different type of opponent. So of course, there's a huge benefit from playing a game something like this, right? So I mean, you know, maybe I'm being a little harsh on the team, because you have a lot of new players playing out there. But it wasn't a performance that was a bad performance. We just did not score. We had huge ball possession. We created opportunities, and maybe not enough opportunities for people's liking. But as I said, against a team that plays like that, you are only going to get a couple of chances.
Stephen, when you've got a situation where what you're trying isn't working, does it responsibility, should there be one player that you look to kind of bring the others around to do something new, or does the responsibility fall on all players? Obviously, if you have one player, just a leader, that would help. Were you missing that today?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I don't want to single out any one person or anybody. You know, when a team has to recognize when they can get on top and what they do to get on top. When we brought Dwayne out to the left and him and Jazik began combining, they should have recognized that that's what was needed to be done, right? And then when we pushed Tosh Ricketts out to the right, he clearly, when given the ball, was making something happen because he was running at people. So once you recognize that as a team, you have to say, well, look, this is what we need to do and get on with it. You know, because really and truly, the game belongs to the players at that point.
Last question.
You're coming away from the game. TSC broke ground on their new academy facility today, and it's going to obviously let you know U13, U15. With games like today, and we've had a little bit of a run, how important do you think that's going to be going forward, having this younger academy for Canada to draw on?
Well, any sort of development of players at a level where they are training consistently and developing players for the future will definitely benefit Canada. But it will only benefit Canada if those players are playing in a team, right? So you develop players at a certain age and you give them the opportunity to play and they begin to play. More Ashton Morgans will come through the system, etc., etc. But it has to be end product, not just with training players at an academy and when the team steps on the field, there are no Canadian players.
All right, Nick Stone is open. We will bring the Puerto Rico coach.
Thank you.
Quick note from the Puerto Rico official, and we did not announce
that. Yeah, I'll give you a call. Yeah.